This is KERA News. It's hard to talk to kids about sex, but the U.S. consistently has among the highest teen pregnancy and STD infection rates in the developed world. Bonnie J. Ruff has had the talk with her kids, and she knows how hard it is and how important. She's the author of Beyond Birds and Bees, and she recently talked with KERA's Chris Boyd about the need for comprehensive sex education, even when it's uncomfortable.
Educators have this great go-to line. You know, people might ask, well, why do we need to teach kids about reproduction and sex? I mean, we don't teach them how to drive when they're little kids either. They'll learn eventually when it needs to be a part of their life. So they use this great analogy about math. You know, what if we just held off and didn't teach fundamentals of math, you know, how to count or do basic operations until children, you know, hit about eighth grade and then just kind of dived right in with algebra, for example. Of course that won't work. You need to build up to it. But the thing is, I don't feel like here in the U.S., educators and parents have had a really good example for what that looks like. What do the building blocks for sexuality education look like for kids starting at home and starting in school, especially kindergarten and those elementary years? I should say preschool too. Oh, there are so many great social lessons that children can start learning and mastering in preschool, such as communication, consent, understanding one's own boundaries, getting the idea that other people's boundaries are different and that we're obligated to respect them. Those lessons, when they start early, help create, you know, a balanced character around sexuality and also a really good, solid self-esteem.
What's so strange is that sex is everywhere in America. We use it to sell toothpaste and cars and jeans. It's on TV and in the movies. It would seem that we would have lots of opportunities to talk with kids about sex. How are American parents sort of avoiding these conversations? And you know, little kids will ask questions. How are people just shaking off those questions?
It's true. We have this kind of warped representation of sexuality in our popular culture. So we have, you know, a lot of objectification and treating male and female bodies like they need to look certain ways in order to be appealing, and that having sex appeal is the end all. So that message is so out there and so normalized that I think early on, parents and kids actually can learn to not be struck by it. So where it should be and can be a great conversation starter to talk about, I wonder why the cheerleaders dress that way. Instead, I think we're just really used to it. But what's missing in that kind of superficial, surface level representation of sexuality is an everyday normalized conversation about more relationship-based side of sex. So we say, oh, you know, those are nice pictures or not nice pictures. We say yes or no to certain behaviors that children or teenagers want to do with their bodies. But we very rarely have that conversation that says, you know, let's talk about this. Why would we say yes? Why would we say no? Is there more to it?
So many parents get themselves really worked up about having the talk, and I am no expert in this, but I am a parent. And the only thing I've learned is that it's not the talk. It's a series of conversations starting when they're 2 years old and continuing all the way up until they're grown.
Yeah, absolutely. And the real beauty of that is that it takes the pressure off of us as parents and caregivers to get it right the first time
right,
or get it right the second time or the third or the fifth. You know, it's just like anything else. I love to, you know, just talk about the way we are always trying to educate our kids about things like healthy nutrition. You know, you might mention, you know, trying to have a little more protein one day, and a different day you might remind your children about hydration or something like that. But every single one of those things kind of comes up and fades away and needs to come up again. And there's lots and lots of repetition, or even something like remembering to use the sunscreen or put your hat on before you go out all day in the sun. Those things, you don't just say them once. Those are messages about human health that we have to keep repeating for our kids.